Hello, everyone. This is Sharon, and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. Hallelujah. Scripture today, Isaiah 55 and 11. Continuing on with talking about renewing your mind according to Romans 12, 1 through 3. But today is Isaiah 55, 11 from the King James Version. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Because God lives on the inside of us, our words should have the same effect that God's words have on any situation. They should not be returning to us void either. They should be accomplishing just what they need to accomplish. You'll see that in several of my books that I've written as well, Words Carry Power and Carrying Faith. So just look for those on Amazon.com. But your words can't become like God's words unless your mind becomes like God's mind. Sometimes the world and the word says that we do, of course, they want to return void, but that's not true. The devil is a lie. You see, Satan will automatically try to say that, oh no, that's not going to happen. Or see, I told you that wouldn't happen. He'll try to get you to trip up your words and try to get, you know, like things to happen so that you will doubt God. But don't doubt God. Believe God. Know what the word says and stand firm. Believe what God says is true. Believe what God says over you is true. As a child of God, you have control over the words that you speak. Make sure that they are in line with the word of God. You must invite God to renew your mind with his word on a daily basis. You have to constantly put spiritual things in your mind so that your mind can function with your spirit. God never loses anything. God cannot lose. So therefore, you cannot lose either. He never says no. He never says yes. He never will change the way that it already is because it's already done. Everything that God is going to do for us has already been done. All we need to do is walk it out by faith. With the grace of God, it's already done. When we start to develop a mind that thinks like God's thoughts, we will always recognize that our dominion and the fact that we are created in his likeness will come to pass each and every single time. Now, speak the words of faith. Carry the words that God has given us. They will not return to you void. They will not return to him void, but we will definitely accomplish everything that pleases God, and we will prosper and we will see it coming to pass just as God says. Go in peace, go in blessings, and remember, God's way is the best way. Our words will not return void, so definitely be careful of the words that we are speaking, for they do carry life and they do carry power. In the name of Jesus, God's blessings be to everyone. Till next time. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.